So when I transpose to different keys, you can pretty much pick any other key besides B flat. I personally, you know, like to go in wide intervals so that it has nothing to do with the previous key. Sometimes if I go around the circle of fourths, for example, I don't like that because then there's a lot of chords the same as in the previous, like in jazz, chords move around by fourths. So like, you know, if a tune goes C, a D, G, and C, a 2-5-1, D, G, C, F, a 2-5-1-4, and if I move to the key of F, then the D minor, G minor, and C, like D, G, C, and F are still going to be in it, kind of, and it's more confusing. What I'm trying to say is I personally like to move around in, like, totally different keys, like, let's say, a major third, or, you know, move around in major third. So we're in B flat, okay, boom, now we're in D. And then once we finish with D, we're going to go up another major third, and we're going to do it in F sharp, you know. So we're going to go to the key of D right now. Get a comfortable D scale, you know, where you can start and go up to the fifth and follow along with me. We got 5-5-1-3-5-6-7-6, right? 6-6-2-4, right? Sorry. Sorry. Big jump there. All right, so I hope you're able to follow along by reading the sheet, but also try it without the sheet by the method that I'm going to give you right now. So, or the method that I explained right now. And I'm going to actually do it. I'm turning my back to the music sheet. Let's go to the key of F sharp. All right? Just because. So, you're going to choose an F sharp position. We're going to do my thing without looking at the sheet, all right? We know it starts on the fifth of the major triad, and I am doing this in real time, so I might make mistakes as well, but here we go. So I got my triad, right? Actually, you know what? I'm going to do it in a different fingering than I did. I just dragged, on guitar, I just dragged the shape down, and I'm using the same shape, but I'm going to do a different shape, so I truly have to think intervals, and I won't have any muscle memory from the previous shape. So I've got 1-3-5-6-7. All right, now I know it goes starts on the sixth and it targets the two chord of the key of F sharp, which is G sharp minor. So it goes, and now it targets the three chord A sharp minor, and now the four chord, which is B or B major. All right, so from there, 1-2-3-3, all right, and then I remember it goes to 2 with some embellishment, and then to 1, to 7, you know, and the embellishments I'm just hearing by ear, and then it goes, starts over at the 5. Now the two chord, now the 3 chord A sharp minor. Now the 4 chord. And now a different ending goes all the way up to the 3rd. How do I know it's the 3rd? Because I remember that was the highest note we had previously. And we're just reiterating. The last section is tying everything together. To the 1. And then 2, 3. And then I remember a jump to the 3rd below. And then I'm tying it all together. With a 4 chord. So I hope you were able to follow that. Try to do it without looking at any music, just by the harmonic analysis I told you. And so you're well on your way. If you were able to do that in any key, key of F sharp, is people would say it's not an easy key. But when you think in Roman numerals, all the keys are just as easy or hard as each other. This could be easily just as hard as C. You know, people will say, no, it's not. There's a lot of sharps and flats. Not in this way of thinking. I'm not thinking sharps or flats at all. I'm only thinking the intervals. I'm only thinking the intervals pertaining to that scale. Like, yes, I knew the names of the notes and I was saying the names. Okay, it's an A sharp minor chord. That may sound weird to you, but you don't have to know the names as long as you know the numbers, where they are in relation to the key, if this makes any sense. It's a different way of thinking, all right? So we're going to move on to harmonic analysis next.